Not a lot of people are going to be sad to say bye-bye to 2020. This is Lisa Berry, and while a lot has changed due to the pandemic, there are also some things happening that may have happened anyway for a number of reasons, including Susan Paulet stepping down as director of Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority. So she joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Susan, are you ready to take a walk down memory lane and talk about your over two decades in this position?
I'm looking forward to it, although, you know, it's funny, I'm so forward thinking. Yeah. I don't do a lot of backward looking. So it'll be fun to do it together with you.
You started this position in 1996. Why did you decide to step down now?
So I've been thinking about it for the last couple of years. I feel energized and I think I've got a lot left to do. And I thought, this was last year, pre-pandemic, that it would be a good time to take a step away, do some international traveling, which I enjoy, and then look around for classes and, you know, new things to get into. And it's a good time for the organization. We're in the middle of doing some really outstanding projects. So it's a good time for that transition, a good time for my own transition. And having announced my retirement this year, unbeknownst to me, as with everybody else, I was shocked to discover we had a pandemic on our hands. Yeah. So the timing is still good. I think that there's still opportunities for me, even if the international travel, it will be on hold for a little while.
How has downtown Ann Arbor changed in the over two decades since you have been in that position?
Oh, my goodness. So I'll begin by saying so much has not changed. And I hope we can put a pin in that and come back to what has not changed. But some of the things that have changed are industries. For instance, remember back when banks had an enormous presence, and now we're using ATM machines. We're using a lot of online banking. So that's an example of what's been happening. Retail was still strong. I came in, we had a Klein department store had just left, but we still had Jacobson's. Mm. We had a lot of retail in downtown because that's just how we did things. And of course, that's changed. A lot of the record stores, people may remember back to South U, we had Warehouse Records, and Liberty, we had School Kids Records. Well, it changed through Napster and all these online music formats. And now I don't know that many people other than niche collectors think about getting vinyl because they're getting their music through a cloud. So that's changed. What has also changed is downtown had always been predominantly business oriented. And we've seen a dramatic change in the last decade, especially of the number of people who want to live downtown. Yeah, there were always the shopkeep who might have had somebody upstairs, but the vast majority of downtown was commercial. Now we have over 8,000 people living in our downtown, which is a dramatic change in how we see things. Downtown is now much more what we would call mixed use. But that brings me back to what hasn't changed. Downtown is still a place where you can find shoe repairs, many, many churches. You can still find the independently owned business where the owner is in and they know your name, and you'll never get better customer service. Downtown is still the place with historic buildings that are unbelievably lovely and give you a sense of place as you're walking down the sidewalk. What hasn't changed is how walkable it is. We are all of us using new words like mobility. But it's always been about multimodal. Downtown, whether it was horse and carriage and now cars, there were bicycles even then. We were walking even then. Downtown has always had that sense that we are the center of things. Whether it's the center of the transit system or the center of the city, downtown is still the center. So most of what is downtown has not changed, even as so many things have. Yes, the buildings are taller, but the buildings are still beautifully made in most part and are here for the duration and have wonderful offerings. Again, whether you're here to get that shoe repair or you're here for whatever purpose, downtown is your place.
What do you think some of your challenges have been as the DDA director?
The challenges were also the opportunity. I've often felt like I had the honor of being in the front row of history, watching as our world changed. Controversies that came up along the way included things like density. Hmm. Back in the day, a four-story building was seen as a tall building. Now we have 180-foot height limits, which gets you up closer to, say, 14 stories. Controversies included being more focused on pedestrian safety. And that's still, a controversy in some people's mind, as opposed to letting cars, car driving, just go as quickly as they want to, wherever they want to. We've been taming car traffic, and I think that's had some controversy with it, because by taming it, you are moderating its speed as a way to get it safer and more comfortable for pedestrians. I think that's been a controversy. I don't know if it's been a controversy, but we've struggled to retain the diversity of our community, and that includes economic diversity. Affordable housing is something we've all of us been focused on, but frankly, up until the last few years, we've not been successful. And I'm very grateful to the community for its support of the recent millage for affordable housing, to Jennifer Hall leading us, her role and her daytime job is running the housing commission, but she's leading us on a planning process looking at downtown parking lots for affordable housing. It's been a challenge because we've just not been able to pull it off.
What about parking? I think we hear about that a lot in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Well, I've often thought that it was actually a topic that we were using as a way to talk about other things. We used parking when we were saying that retail is changing and I can't get enough customers. It was because there wasn't enough parking. We used parking when we describe things like the uses that we need here. If we're going to have that, well, then we have to be sure there's a lot of parking. And if we can't provide parking, we can't have that. Parking is, I think, a way for our community to have a conversation with itself. And it's an ongoing conversation. Who are we? What do we want? How do we see it being enacted? I think we put a lot of time into the discussion of parking because it's a great opportunity for us to actually talk about the bigger topics.
And there has been some discussion about if the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority is even necessary. What is your response to that?
So downtown belongs to everybody and nobody. When I came here, the place was so deteriorated. Every lamppost or sidewalk or street felt broken and was broken because there was no one ultimately responsible. It was one of many parts of our city. And staff are driven to meet needs, but these are constituents that don't necessarily have a voice. This isn't the neighborhood, this is downtown. Without the DDA, you can imagine that we would not have really been able to get ahead of all the infrastructure that was sitting. The parking garages are just one of many examples. They are being used by thousands every month, but no one ultimately was responsible for upkeep. So for one thing, I think the DDA is an essential element in sustaining a downtown, particularly as regards to its infrastructure. I think there's also a passionate advocacy for downtown from the DDA in announcing with pride the great parts of our downtown and why they're so special. And having a DDA here that's able to attend to its needs as it evolves is one of the secret sauce tools that every community in the state of Michigan has. So if we were to eliminate the DDA, we'd be, frankly, the only city that I'm aware of any size that would not have a DDA, because it's proven to be such an effective tool in safeguarding the things that we really appreciate about our downtown and enhancing the things that we want more of. So I would argue that it's short-sighted to think about eliminating something and then not having another tool in the toolbox to deal with things. A good example, there was a recent council action to dissolve the DDA. And this is in the midst of a pandemic and the many dozen things the DDA has been doing to try to help our downtown are but for DDA projects. I don't know who else would have stepped up as immediately, as thoroughly to find ways and continually listen to our downtown stakeholders. The timing of that dissolution resolution was ironic, given that there were no other tools in the city toolbox to help its downtown. I would argue there's never not going to be a time when you need a DDA, although its work plan may continue to evolve as downtown evolves.
So how do you, Susan Paulet, feel personally about stepping down as the Ann Arbor DDA director? Are you sad?
Not in the slightest. I am so proud. I am so proud of the board of the DDA and their vision and their ability to work together with the goal of community vibrancy. I'm so proud of my colleagues, my staff here at the DDA. of the city council and the city staff. I am so proud of the work that we've done, and frankly, pretty eager to see who is assigned the task next to be the director and where they may take us. I'm excited for new blood and new ideas. Frankly, very excited to see where they're going to take us.
Any word on the time frame for your replacement?
No time frame has been determined. The board will consider a recommendation to select a search firm at its January meeting. And I assume from that point on, it'll be a very steady process toward advertising the job and then selecting someone. So I don't have a timeline, but I suspect it'll be certainly the first half of calendar 21.
Outgoing Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority Director Susan Paulet, best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do to help us as a community celebrate the great things that we have going for us. I really appreciate all the stuff you do, Lisa. Thank you.